This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But we teased this before we had JT Snow on, Joe, and it was a this or that. And last week we started this on Friday, and we're something we're going to be doing every single day. It could be go long, go short, go however long you want it at 888-957-9570. And you can hit us up via call or text, and also on YouTube, which is powered by First NorCal Credit Union, for a low-rate auto loan applying line, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And today's this or that, Joe, do we have the intro? That's right, we have an intro. Let's go.
Oh, heck yes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This sucker.
All right. That is a sick. I remember this now.
So good.
Was this old butcher shop?
Yeah.
Let's go.
With Covey too, I think.
And I had to crop out the Covey and Chastity.
That's fine. And Lucas fought on Alexander. This is a throwback. Oh,
this is back when he actually did work.
Well, that's back when he wore like flip flops and slides and like cheetah print socks and like basketball shorts.
So, you know, the guy in the Peanuts, Linus, who has like the dust cloud around him?
Is that Linus?
That's Linus.
Oh, Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Well, that would be Lucas back in the day, except it would be like a cannabis cloud around him.
He said that name and there was And Carter told me there was a listener that went came to one of the events that reminded him of Pigpen from Charlie Brown.
That's so mean.
And it just had me dying.
I mean, I could do that to Lucas, but you can't do that to
And I was dying. And I wasn't there. He just texted me it because he was there. He's like, Spadoni. He's like, dude, this guy looks just like, he reminds me of Pigpen. So that was so good.
If I said like the biggest brands in the last 20 years in sports media.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sports These are the media. Two names that are going to be somewhere in the top 5-10, right?
And who are they?
It's Charles Barkley or Pat McAfee.
And when I say this or that, where does your mind go to? Because I like that it's open-ended when you just do this or that. Sometimes we're going to be more specific, like Brady or Mahomes, who you take him for a final draft.
Hot dog or a hamburger.
But we could leave it open-ended, this or that. Like, maybe you find them both insufferable, but one is a little less insufferable, so you take that guy instead. Or you love both of them for what they do, and maybe you lean more to the new generation and Pat McAfee, who I think leans into more of the character of a Pat McAfee. More so.
You don't think Barkley's playing a character?
He is, but I do think he's pretty genuine for the most part.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
But
like with the Warriors.
You watched him as a player, Joe. You watched him as a player.
Almost his whole career.
But wasn't he like that in interviews?
Not like this.
No?
No. No, he was way angrier when he played.
Oh, okay.
No, he was. He was just way angrier when he played. Like now,
he's still pretty angry.
Now there's like a twinkle in his eye when he does all of his shticks. Right? For example, he's been saying that the Warriors are a jump shooting team for 20 years, it feels like. And now he's so committed to the bit, it doesn't even feel real.
Well, he was wrong, obviously, that they were just a jump shooting team.
Well, if you say it long enough, eventually you'll be right, because they'll all retire.
Then 2016, he's like, see, I told you, I mean, you can't win it, right?
It's ridiculous.
And then they got Kevin Durant, and it was just overkill at that point. But Chuck versus the Bay Area is such a good rivalry. And Warriors fans, you know you love it deep down. Like, he says that stuff and makes fun of the region and all that. And also, I will give him a pass when it comes to that regard, because he did put his money where his mouth is. And he was a big advocate when they did come to the Bay during All-Star Game weekend. He was living it up, and he was being a good ambassador.
Let me make this clear. Chuck is himself, a version of himself that he chooses to keep on repeat. That's the way I would describe it.
Okay.
Right. Similar to like when people meet me, they're like, wow, you really are the way you are. It's like, yeah, I am. But the radio version is a version. I have many layers to who I am, and some I choose to let the audience in on and some I don't.
Like if like an average person or fan walks up and you're just waiting in line to like pick up your coffee or something.
Yeah, we'll shoot it.
And exactly. But I'm not going to come into like, just like, hey, Joe, like, oh, what do you think about this Giants? Like, I'm not going to expect you to yell, oh my God, did you see that play? It's just like, you'll be very like calm and relaxed. You'll be with your baby. Like LJ will be right there. Be like, yeah, like, yeah, you know, I don't know. Just, but like, people might be like, oh, maybe Joe's not as fired as I thought. I was like, no, there's just different levels of being.
Well, like, there's inversions. Yes. You know, in the words of the great Tupac, right? And I believe that I can give you Brenda's Got a Baby, and I can also give you Hit 'Em Up.
Oh.
It just depends what day it is.
Sure, okay.
Right? Or what the topic might be. Jesus. You know, you want me to be in the front row at church at St. Cecilia's, but you also want me in the bleachers every now and then, right?
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I hope you're enjoying the NBA playoffs on TNT. I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass.
Was that like a Ron Burgundy moment where he just reads everything off the prompter? Oh, that's so good. So this or that, you're picking Charles Barkley, picking Pat McAfee.
I
want to
hear from older people. I want to hear from younger people. Like, does McAfee connect with the older crowd?
I like McAfee.
Okay, so who are you taking?
There was part of me that didn't want to like him. But then, like, College Game Day in Berkeley happened.
Okay.
And he just ingratiated himself to the... And that's what a good WWE person, that's what a good showman does. You either play the heel or you lean into it and you're the face. And he balances that so damn well. And here's an example
of it.
Is
he who he is, though? Or is this a version of who he is?
No, it's a shtick.
Yes.
It's a shtick. But when you're a television personality, I'll look past that. Now, do I go to him for the X's and O's of football? No, I do not. Like, I do think that Charles does still have good points on X's and O's. I do think that's lost in all of this.
Kenny is the one who brings the X's and O's on that show.
I do, but I do think Chuck is very succinct to his points with certain things that is very refreshing, where he just calls it like he sees it. With certain things like, man, like when Steph went down, he's like, they just don't have the depth, man. Like, when you lose a star player, like, there's part of me where we're in an era where they're trying to sugarcoat everything. When I was watching, Joe, the Super Bowl with Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady, and they refused to say the game was over with like 7 or 8 minutes. I was like, guys, you can start talking about like the legacies and the everything. The game is over.
But broadcasting the whole game is different from the pre and post and different from a Monday through Friday television.
Sure, I'll say that. But like, if Charles Barkley's going to play, like, this game's over, like, he'll say that. Like there is levels of it. Like, Troy Aikman would have said, yeah, Joe, this game's over. Like, you know, like we can start talking about the
legacies. Troy's also been doing it for 2 decades.
So is Charles. This is what I'm getting at here. I do find his bluntness very refreshing. Now, maybe it's gotten to the point where some people are like, God, he's just too blunt. Can he even talk about the game normally anymore? And that's an argument, to be fair. But I do think his X's and O's talk still is better than McAfee's, where he just kind of bounces off the AJ Hawks, bounces off people.
So who are you taking, McAfee or Barkley, this or that? And we're going to go around the room at 888-957-9570. McAfee or Charles Barkley? You can only pick one. And they both might not be your cup of tea.
I'm still leaning Chuck. I like both of them. I'm leaning Chuck still overall at the end of the day.
How old are you?
I am going to be 32 on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Carter. So you're 32. You're going to take Chuck. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Carter, what about you?
I'm leaning toward Chuck, too, just because I don't love the McAfee show, I love him on College Game Day. Okay. Like, he's great.
Why don't you like the McAfee show?
I just, like, if I'm watching a sports television show, like, I don't need the comedy, too. Like, it just, I'm going to go to comedy elsewhere. And I think he's hysterical, though, on College Game Day, and the environment's right for it, and I don't know.
No, he's perfect for a live audience.
I think that Chuck would be better if he had his own show than McAfee is on his show. That's my hot take, too.
That's an element I hadn't considered. Sam Lubman, what about you? Who are you taking, this or that?
I mean,
Charles Barkley or Pat McAfee?
I mean, I remember when I dressed as Pat McAfee for Halloween a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was just a tank top. That was all.
Yeah, very easy
you
costume.
You basically wear that all the time anyway.
Yeah, as I wear my t-shirt. No, but the other day, I'm probably taking Chuck, though, just because, like, I mean, Pat is fun, but I think at the end of the day, just Chuck is a more fun character. At the end of the day, he's my favorite Warrior hater, too. So, yeah, no, I'm probably going Chuck here slightly over Pat. But the way Pat was at game day really won me over. So it's going Chuck, but very, very slim margin there. You guys want to know what the YouTubers are thinking about?
What are they saying?
Sam?
Yeah. So with 95 votes now reporting, Charles Barkley is in the lead 73%. To 27%.
See, I'm going
to
take Pat McAfee, and here's why. I'm going to take Pat McAfee. I am so jealous at the infrastructure ESPN has created for him. Yeah. He gets everyone. He gets Shams. He gets Shefty. I mean, he literally gets anyone on the planet who is important. The next day, you turn on the television, because we have it on in the studio, even though we're not listening to it, and I'm like, God, he's talking a windhorse.
He did get LeBron in studio.
I mean...
Who doesn't do any interviews at all?
The LeBronversation.
Yes.
Right? Like, he did it all. Like, I'm jealous.
The LeBronversation's so good.
It's a great name.
LeBronversation.
It's so good.
That is one of the best words you've ever made up on the show.
Like, I'm jealous of everything that Pat McAfee has. I wish I would be able to have that infrastructure and the money behind me. And I'm not knocking him. Like, he's doing a version of a show I'm jealous of. Because he can kind of say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants to anyone he wants at ESPN or above and never get in trouble.
And he's going to have Charles Barkley as a guest, I'm sure, frequently next year.
He's had
NBA
him on.
Season. No. But, like, now he's going to be, like, in studio and stuff because ESPN.
Joe, he has so much of a backing from ESPN and all their infrastructure. He's built and earned the empire he has, and it took me a long time to come around on it. He's great for television.
It's this or that. Who you taking?
He's
McAfee
great.
Or you taking Charles Barkley? 888-957-9570. Here's a little snippets of both again. Here's Pat McAfee talking about a drunk, obnoxious Georgia fan.
What's it coming down the track? It's me, the sheet in the red and black.
Clip.
I'm so jealous.
No, the best part of that is that it's the SEC championship game a couple years ago. It's Georgia Bama, and then he takes Bama right after it. He's like, I'm going Alabama, and everyone booed the hell out of him. And the Bama was underdogs heading into that game. Obviously, Jalen Milroe, they win it. They go to the Rose Bowl. They end up losing to Michigan, but he's so good at playing up to the crowd. And there is something about Charles is too. He is, but not to the level, I feel like, of Pat McAfee. In a college atmosphere, he plays, man.
Do you think the 20-year-olds are taking... I want to hear from like some younger audience members and some older ones. Do you think they're taking Pat or Charles? Because the one thing that you want to be in this industry is connecting to the young people. If you connect to the young people...
I love the young
people. You override... You override everything because they search you out.
Well, let's go to
determine who's
awesome. Let's go to Jonas in Eastside San Jose. He has a this or that.
408.
Jonas, who are you taking? Chuck, or are you taking Pat?
Really talking this or that for media personalities? Sure. As a player, Pat McAfee, I was a punter in high school at Nitty.
Love it.
Let's go.
I'm the older audience, so I'm NWO for life.
Let's go.
Hey, Jonas, real quick. Punters are people, too. I consider you a legitimate football player. Okay?
Unless you're Mitch Wisnowski, who just got cut.
Shasky might not, but I got your back, Jonas, all right?
Let's go, Jonas.
Hey, punters are legitimate players. Trust me on that one. But media personality, I got to go with Barkley.
Oh.
The one thing that stood out was how Barkley, and look it up on YouTube, how he described the playing games for the 8 or 7, 8, and 9, 10 seeds. He called them all losers. Look that up. There are loser, baby losers, and losers. And then on the other conference, Ernie Johnson would say, oh, I think it's probably going to be the same thing on the other side, too. You cannot go wrong with a media personality as Charles Barkley.
You really can't.
Thank you, Jonas. Great call there. I went like Ace Ventura there. Lehu Zeher. That's what I was thinking of right
but
there.
But do you think Charles could do 5 days a week and on a Saturday like McAfee?
I don't think he wants to.
No,
and
but
then
I also think
age factors into this. Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I don't know. I don't think Charles has enough versatility to be able to do all the, because I saw him on the golf thing and he was funny. Remember that? What was it? The challenge? One of the match. The match. Right? There we go. You're right. It was the match. And he was okay.
He was all right.
He was okay.
And he has like some one-liners here or there.
Pat McAfee's funny in like almost every setting.
Well, he does like legitimately like calls like, and again, you can like make fun of WWE all you want. It is scripted. I never call it fake, but it is scripted. But like a lot of the stuff is ad-libbed. Like they're going off script when it comes to like the Jim Rosses of the world, the Pat McAfee, Joe Tessitore's doing play-by-play. Like you got to be up with it. You know what's kind of going to happen, but you got to be funny. You got to be entertaining. Yes. You got to sell it. And what he does very well is sell whatever he is putting out there. He's a great salesman when it comes to that.
Now, that being said, if, let's say I'm Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game's coming up, if they said, hey, we're going to have Charles Barkley on the pregame festivities with David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez, I would probably be like, oh, let's lean forward. I don't want to leave the room.
Right.
Barkley's in here.
Right.
If they did Pat McAfee, I would probably do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Because I want to see those guys interact with those other guys.
That's exactly what it was. I want to see Alex Rodriguez attempt to interact.
Exactly.
It was almost funny when they had the game out there. Where was it? Alabama? Rickwood? And it was Barry Bonds talking that talk with Ken Griffey Jr. And Alex Rodriguez.
Great.
And he's just saying, what would have you done against, was it Satchel Paige?
Or he's like, I would have went yard. It was classic Barry.
It's classic.
By the way, he was right.
He was right.
I mean, this is like, there's nothing... He's told no lies.
Right. And Alex Rodriguez probably saying the same thing. Well, it was funny because Ken Griffey is just so much more subdued as a personality compared to Barry. Like, he saw the social crime. He's like, yeah, you know, you got to give them credit. And so I was like, Barry's like, hell no. I kill these guys. I'm killing them. That's what he said. I kill that guy. It was so good. I love Barry.
But I do believe that part of the charm of that show, talking about Inside the NBA, as it's going away, at least from TNT, and I'm sure the version will be different. Part of the beauty of that show was that Kenny was the one that provided the real analysis.
He was the straight man in all this. And the joke that was that show, not saying that the show was a joke, but it was funny. There was a funny element to it.
Exactly.
There had to be a level of, because it is a pre and post game, some respectability when it comes to the X's and O's. And he brought that.
But he also understood when and where to throttle up and down and then laugh at himself, make fun of himself. And then I look at someone like Shaq, and I was very worried when they added Shaq to that show.
Right.
Shaq's a mumbler, and he kind of talks like this. And he
has a very deep voice.
But he's also the class clown.
Yes.
And he's kind of like perfect because he has more NBA resume than Barkley, and he can kind of shove rings in his face.
It's all what he leans on. When he's losing, it's
but
the
it's
little...
It's kind of great.
It's the little brother argument or big brother argument. He's like, you're just losing. It's well, just Barkley like, I got four rings. What do you know?
But yeah. Barkley was great.
He was one of the best players.
Shaq's one of the greatest also as well. You know what I mean? Like
Charles is probably on the short list of greatest players to never win a ring, right?
It's him, yes. Tony Gwynn, Barry Bonds. I mean, in that sport, in basketball, it's even more exclusive.
Dan Marino, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a handful of guys that I think of that didn't win rings. Chris Paul's going to be another one.
Right, and he's one of the guys,
Barkley over Paul.
Well, exactly, and I like Barkley too because he had the respect of Michael Jordan, and like when he brings up the stories, like playing up against Jordan or playing on the Dream Team, all of that. Like, I love that stuff.
Joe, you're too young. I rooted so hard for that Phoenix Suns team to beat Jordan.
Yeah.
They had so many guys I rooted for. A.C. Green and Dan the Man Marley and Danny Ainge was on that team and Charles Barkley and... I mean, that team was a lot of fun. I rooted really hard. KJ, like, that was a squad.
You know what was funny that Jonas brought up there first? Because he's like, the media personality. I didn't even think about the player-to-player comparison, which is just funny how he thought about that. It's like, wait, Charles Barkley, the player, versus Pat McAfee, the player? It's not even close. But I was like, it's funny that I even went there, because I didn't even think about that. But Pat was really good in his position as a punter in all of this. We sleep on how good he was for the Colts. He was first-team All-Pro. Hit some bombs for that team.
Sure.
And he was good.
But I think part of his whole mystique is a punter is acting like that. I do think that is kind of in the equation.
His whole thing was for the brand, right? Like, he brought that whole, like, level.
Did you hear about the Ursay thing?
No, what?
So, like, he was saying that when he was playing on the Colts and when, you know, Ursay passed away, right?
Jim Ursay, former owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
And he was saying that he was first on the team to be active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Jim Irsay saw what he was doing, brought him up into the, and I'm paraphrasing the story, but he brought him up into the, you know, owner's whatever office.
Yeah.
And like, he became active on Twitter as a result of Pat McAfee, the punter, being active on Twitter. And he said, hey, it will endear you to your fans if they feel like they can reach out and touch you.
Right.
And it was really interesting. And I know that now, obviously, Jim Irsay passed away and we had a conversation about, you know, just drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
But there is something about, like, guys like Irsay running a team are few and far between now.
Yes.
These characters.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob, embrace him. Yeah. I'm not sure how many of these billionaire guys that are taking over teams want to be as eccentric as a Joe Lacob. Like, the character days of ownership, it's very different. When the Irsays took over the team, I mean, the team was worth very little compared to what the team is worth now if it goes up for sale.
Jeffrey Lurie is kind of one of those guys a little bit right now. You don't hear from him as much, but obviously you saw the whole back and forth with Jed and him and
yeah.
like, this is taking too long. And it was just, it's funny because he's obviously owns the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, and they've won. But it's Philadelphia, right? It's never quite good enough. And there always feels like there's a hot seat to win there in Philadelphia. And he's kind of been one of those guys that personified that. But to your point, even him, he's not like an Al Davis type. Like Al Davis was a big influence on Jim Irsay, and he spoke about that. I think last time the Raiders lost to the Colts, it was the Jeff Saturday game, and it was Jeff Saturday.
I forgot he coached them for a couple
weeks. That was his only win. That was his only interim coach win. And it was Matt Ryan had like a 20-yard scramble, like 50-year-old Matt Ryan. But after the game, Jim Irsay was on Twitter. He was like, just win, baby. He was just doing that. And he's like, I can say that. Al was one of my biggest like confidants, and I leaned on him a lot when it came to my ownership. I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense when I think about like Mavericks and guys that are out there. Could you imagine Al Davis on Twitter, by the way? If he wouldn't even dealt with that. He just wouldn't. He'd be like, almost like Belichick in a way, where he just like just get out of my face. I'm not talking about that crap. But it just goes to show the characters and Pat McAfee leaning from a character that was Jim Irsay, obviously. It's a great story.
So, you know, I'm thinking about inside the NBA kind of going away, at least the version that we're accustomed to of it going away. And it got me thinking about things that have gone away in sports that helped shape my sports passion.
Yeah.
And I know Around the Horn just ended. And I guess for a lot of people, Around the Horn is one of those shows.
Yeah.
For me, it's more PTI than Around the Horn, though at one point in time, I did watch Around the Horn religiously.
I liked watching when it came to certain subjects and subject matter, when it was my team involved, and I knew Around the Horn was going to be talking about them. This was back when, obviously, there wasn't a lot of content catered to just your individual team.
No.
So, obviously, we had sports talk radio for, like, the Giants, but, like, there's something to be said about like, hey man, like I want to hear, you know, the Tony realities of the world, like teeing up conversations to the Plaschke's, the Woody Pages, whatever you think about them, the Kalishaws, all of them. The fact that they're talking about, you know, the Niners or the Giants.
When you saw the like the Niners on the bottom right hand or the right hand side scroll, you're like, I gotta wait.
Because
I totally agree.
There's a national conversation about my team, and I was like, cool, man. Like, I feel a part of that. For some, it's just weird. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. That you just felt included in the conversation. Your team felt it, thus you did too. There was that value for me as a fan growing up watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.